This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're going to talk about musculoskeletal pain. 1 in 2 Americans suffer from musculoskeletal pain, and unfortunately, drugs and surgery often do more harm than good. Case in point, highly effective opioids, which aren't a long-term solution for chronic pain and yet remain overprescribed for many patients with musculoskeletal disorders. How do we address this? Joining us today is Gabriel Mecklenburg, COO and co-founder of Hinge Health, the number one digital health company that delivers mobile-first, at-home best practice care that improves the lives of everyday people with chronic conditions. Gabriel, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, how big is the musculoskeletal pain problem within the U.S. and what does it entail?
As you mentioned before, it's a huge problem. 1 in 2 Americans are affected with some form of back pain or joint pain in any given year. And about half of those, it's really a persistent problem. It's not an acute injury that happened and goes away after a few weeks. It's something that they're carrying around with them for months and years on end. And it's a huge burden on our healthcare system as well, spending north of $100 billion a year on these conditions. It's the number one cost driver actually within the healthcare system, of $1 in $6 spent on this. And it obviously has a huge impact on people's quality of life. If you're dealing with chronic back pain, maybe you can't play with your kids, you can't kneel down on the floor to play with them, maybe you can't go on walks with your wife, or maybe you're worried you won't be able to walk your daughter down the aisle at her wedding next week. Those are all, you know, the kinds of stories that we're hearing from the patients that we're working with, that it's really robbed them of the ability to participate in life. So it really is a huge problem, even though, you know, everybody's talking about diabetes, they're talking about cancer, they're talking about heart disease, which are obviously all incredibly important conditions to tackle. But we do find that musculoskeletal conditions, back and joint pain, are really flying under the radar a bit, despite the huge impact that it has on people's quality of life and the amount of money the healthcare system has to spend to address them.
Now, I mentioned it earlier at the start of the show, but do explain further. How does the opioid epidemic play a role in chronic musculoskeletal pain?
They're actually hugely related. And ultimately, opioids are painkillers. They're primarily prescribed for chronic pain. And the largest cause for chronic pain is related to musculoskeletal conditions, so back and joint pain. So at least half, if not more, of opioid prescriptions are actually related to musculoskeletal conditions and musculoskeletal injuries. And this is obviously particularly acute when it comes to surgery. Most people are prescribed opioids after they've had a surgery to tackle their back pain or the joint pain. And a huge number of people who start on opioids after the surgery are still on those opioids months or even years later.
Now, if you would, Gabriel, touch on what is the Hinge Health program and how is the approach treating musculoskeletal pain today?
So Hinge Health is a digital health company that delivers mobile-first, at-home, best-practice care for back and joint pain. And our mobile program includes three things: unlimited access to one-on-one behavioral health coaching to help you change your lifestyle in healthy ways. It includes exercise therapy that you're guided through with wearable motion sensors that track the movement of your body in three dimensions. And it includes personalized education to, again, help you change your behaviors and your lifestyle in healthy ways. And our mission at Hinge Health is very much to improve the lives of everyday people with chronic conditions by digitizing the delivery of best practice care, care that we know works. And it's a digital solution for patients to conquer their musculoskeletal pain from home without having to get a babysitter, take time off work, find a physical therapist in the area, without all these logistical challenges that one might have to go through to actually access physical therapy in person.
And really do appreciate that information today. We're speaking with Gabriel Mecklenburg, COO and co-founder of Hinge Health, the number one digital health company that delivers mobile-first, at-home, best practice care that improves the lives of everyday people with chronic conditions here on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Gabriel, are there any side effects to this approach?
No, I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about it. Ultimately, it's educating yourself about your condition, making healthy lifestyle changes, and participating in gentle stretching and strengthening exercises. There's nothing terribly complicated about it from the patient perspective. It's, you know, what many people have been told they should be doing anyway, but we're providing them all the tools, all the support to actually stick with these healthy behaviors, which we all know is the most challenging part of actually getting healthy. And there really aren't any side effects to this, apart from positive side effects, I suppose, as improved mood. A lot of people report decreased depression after going through the program. Weight loss is another common side effect. So there are a lot of positive side effects beyond just addressing the pain, but there really aren't any negative side effects to participating in a program like this.
And that certainly is good news on that front. Also, what can people do to prevent future musculoskeletal injuries?
Sure. So it's really exactly what you should be doing to stay healthy in other areas of life. It's making sure that you eat right, you sleep right, you exercise, you avoid the kinds of things that would actually exacerbate joint injuries. So for example, if you already have issues with knee joints, maybe you're running on hard surfaces, getting those impacts, that's something that you might want to avoid. Obviously, there's a lot that you can do at work in terms of ergonomics. Make sure that you have a good chair. Make sure that you sit right. Make sure that if possible, you're able to stand up and work for a while, that you're not stuck in the same posture constantly. And those are some of the things. It's really some basic healthy behaviors that help you avoid this. And that's exactly the kind of thing that we provide. We'll provide you the tools to know what to do and the support to actually consistently do these healthy behaviors several times a week.
Yeah, good information there. Now, let's talk briefly about you. How did you get into the world of musculoskeletal pain and treatment? I'd be curious.
So that's actually a very personal story that initially got me interested in this. So back in my college days, I was very much into judo, competing, sparring quite a lot. And then in my final year, just before a big competition, I had a pretty bad knee injury on the mat. I tore my ACL, went then through reconstructive surgery for that, and about 9 months of rehabilitation to really get back to normal. And that experience really showed me how terrible it is as a patient to have to access care the traditional way, having to take time off my schedule to see a physical therapist. You know, with that physical therapist, they were essentially reading from a piece of paper, telling me what exercises to do. I really didn't have a great experience there. There certainly wasn't any support when it comes to, you know, a lot of the mental challenges that come along with something like this, the inability to fully participate in life, do the things that I enjoyed doing, being stuck, you know, just doing these boring physical therapy exercises once or twice a day without, you know, being able to do my beloved judo. So I felt that there really was, there really were a lot of things missing in terms of the care that could be delivered. And ultimately, it's very obviously not the kind of thing that fits into a pill or a 15-minute appointment with your primary care physician. It's the kind of care our healthcare system really is very bad at delivering. But if you're thinking about behavior change, that's what technology is actually fantastic at doing. You know, that's what Facebook is doing today. They are changing your behavior, not necessarily always in the healthiest ways, but very effectively, they're getting you to engage with their application. So we really wanted to combine these two worlds, the kind of clinical insight that my co-founder and I could bring to the table with the world of technology that has really shown to be extremely effective at helping people change behaviors. We figured, you know, why not use the tools that technology companies have developed to get you to click on ads more effectively? Why not use those same tools to actually get you to to exercise and eat right and such.
Certainly some interesting background, and really appreciate what you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here today. Last question, and looping back to Hinge Health. There's been a lot of momentum in the digital healthcare space as of late. What factors are driving this trend?
The digital health trend, so there are a few things coming together in this. One is that the current way we're doing healthcare is just becoming unsustainable. Healthcare is already about $1 in $5 spent in our economy. It's only growing at a rather scary rate. We're getting older, getting less healthy as a population. So just continuing the way we are isn't going to work. The second piece is that technology is just becoming more readily available. It becomes much, much easier to develop engaging technology platforms to deliver this kind of care. And the final piece is that people are just getting more used to it. Maybe 10 years ago, people might have felt rather weird about going to an application on their mobile phone to get the healthcare delivered to them. Nowadays, with all the fitness apps and such, this is just becoming more of a normal part of people's lives. So they've become much more accepting to, talk to an app instead of talking to a doctor if it makes accessing care more convenient for them. And then the final piece is that the healthcare system as a whole is starting to accept it as well. We've started seeing some early success stories with the first digital health companies where health plans and employers actually started to see, okay, is there something to this? This actually works. And they've started becoming a little bit more open to these new kinds of technologies to address the challenges that they're seeing. So a few things coming together. Ultimately, it's just an idea whose time has come. Lots of different factors playing into that. And we're all very excited that that's the case.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And really has been great to have had you and to introduce Hinge Health. And certainly appreciate your combating against something that's really rampant, as we had mentioned, throughout the U.S., chronic musculoskeletal pain, and combating that through Hinge Health and the program there. Do invite our listeners where to find and learn more about Hinge Health online.
Sure. You can just check out our website. Just one word, hingehealth.com. Hinge as in door hinge, so the hinges of your body, and then health as in healthcare, so hingehealth.com.
Well, good enough. Again, Mr. Mecklenburg, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric. Take care.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Gabriel Mecklenburg, the COO and co-founder of Hinge Health, the number one digital health company that delivers mobile-first, at-home, best-practice care that improves the lives of everyday people with chronic conditions. And to learn more, simply visit hingehealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.